Let the record show that all members of the Finance Committee are in attendance. You've got approval of the minutes, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any questions, corrections, additions? All in favor of approving minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved.
Purchases. We have 8 for your consideration this morning. 7 were on the agenda. 1 was not, I believe. Everybody should have a copy of something from the Highway Department in front of you. The first one is just a revision from last month with the Health Department for the flu vaccine. Was this just a dollar amount changed on it?
The quote was wrong from the vendor. So when they placed the order, they sent back a new amount, and it basically was the taxes that they charged on the medication.
Okay. So that's the change. And Tony couldn't be here this morning. Actually, her mom passed away at her funeral this morning. So. Secondly, with the Highway Department, they have 2 proposals or 2 purchases. First one is consulting services, and the second one is a repair to a loader Caterpillar. Gary, would you like to explain?
Yeah, the first one is for consulting engineering services for testing of material for SCI. Right now, we basically contract that work out. This is it's an annual service agreement. With an annual service agreement, we get the work done cheaper than we can with an individual agreement. So you're going to be seeing that probably more so in the future with an annual agreement. And that's for, right now, not to exceed $10,000. The other one is a bill for repairing a Caterpillar 953. It's a track loader. We have some work done to the idler, which adjusts the track on it, and the amount is $8,168.10. And this is repair work, so I'm asking for approval for both of these.
That didn't have to go out for bid?
No.
Any questions?
With the IT department, we have 3. First one is approval for some training related to our Cisco network. The second one is some hardware, some Cisco switches, and the third one is the maintenance renewal on firewall software, I guess. And Timothy's here if you would like further explanation.
Any questions?
Moving on, with the probation department, we have professional services related to some software. Glenda, is this something to do with your case management system? Or?
Yes, it is. We just went over our usual amount that we spend on a monthly basis because we were working on migrating to a new server, and also some evaluation reports that Judy wanted our software provider to provide to Dr. Jewell at SIU for an evaluation of the drug court program.
Thanks. And then lastly, with the Safety and Risk Management Department, we have law enforcement and custody policy training services. And Annette, do you want to just give us a 30-second description of this?
What this allows the Sheriff's Department to do is basically take their policy manuals that are currently in large binders and allows them to put them into an electronic template that has already been it follows federal and state laws as well. The custody manual is actually customized to the state of Illinois, and it will allow them also to pull information out of those policies once they actually upload all that information, and create these daily bulletins, training bulletins for their deputies and jailers that actually are little video clip type things, and it will track the training as well for them. So, and we're paying for the first year to initiate this. And then the second year and following year, the Sheriff's Department will be taking care of the subscription cost for that.
Any questions?
That's it on the purchases.
Get a motion?
So motion to approve. Oh, second.
Motion by Doc.
Wow.
Second by Kelly.
Dethroned. That feels terrible, Doc.
Any discussion? Not Kelly.
Aye.
And
aye.
Doc.
Aye.
Bill.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Under resolutions, we have 2. They're both annual maintenance agreements for 2 of our larger database systems that we have in county government. The first one is our GIS system with ESRI through the IT department, and the second one is our computer-aided dispatch system for the Sheriff's Department through New World Systems. The New World Systems proposal or resolution is a 5-year bid, and it's basically, it was a slight increase over the current year for the first couple years, and then I believe it was 3% above that or something like that. Yeah, it's an increase each year is what it is.
Okay, did you need those pull apart?
Yeah, I need to abstain from the ESRI contract. I have a conflict there.
So we can vote on those separately.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it, Joe?
Yes.
Can we get a motion on, is that the first one or the second?
Yeah, on the first one, on the ESRI.
Okay, we get a motion on the first one.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Second.
Questions?
I think you said you were calling for a second.
Okay, Ann.
I thought we were stuck.
Doc. Hi.
Bill.
Hi.
Larry.
Yes.
And Jean.
Yes.
And I'll just keep Kelly abstaining. Okay, now the second one.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Speak up, Jean.
Hi.
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 Yes.
Thank you. You up, Rick?
I am, Sheriff, Mr. Chairman. We have, first of all, the first quarter budget variance report, pretty much the same as it is on every other budget variance report. I think you have it for review in your packets there. Moving forward.
Did you have a question on the team?
All the transfers from personnel into the various funds, is that because of the union employees' salary increase? Why are we doing it?
All right, the transfers in the general fund from the personnel budget to all the different budgets is because of the non-union 2% wage increases that we gave out.
Oh, the non-union.
Right.
Okay.
And then you'll also see an emergency appropriation for special revenue funds because the money for their raises will come from their funds, not from the personnel budget, but from their own funds. So there's a separate resolution for it. But that's what as far as for the raises that were granted.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving forward with the motel tax reconciliation report. For December 2012 through February 2013, total amount collected was $1,115.57. 5% administration fee withheld was $55.78. The total amount distributed was $1,059.79. This was evenly distributed between the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention and Bureau Visitor and the Southwestern Illinois Tourism and Convention Center, and they were each allotted $529.90. I move for your approval.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, moving on.
We have one refund today, Mr. Chairman, from the Special Service Area. It is the amount of $60.60 to an individual. This refund is due because the customer wasn't removed from the debit billing. I move for your approval on that.
Okay.
So moved.
Motion by Kelly. Give a second.
Second.
Jean. No further questions or comments. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill? Larry?
Yes.
And
yes.
Jean? Okay.
And we have one immediate emergency. Well, we have an immediate emergency appropriation. It's to different entities here in the county, and it's for the totals for $72,407. I don't think you guys want me to read each one. It's right there in front of me. I move for your approval on that.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Kelly?
Second.
Second by Ann. No further questions. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
And Jean?
Yes.
And finally, for your review, we have the summary report of claims and transfers for March 2013, and I move for your approval on that.
Okay. Bill?
Hello.
Doc?
Second.
Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Rick. And Gene?
Yes.
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rick. Safety and risk.
I just have our annual, our quarterly report for you this morning. The first one is the reported claims above $5,000 have been paid by risk management. There's no workers' compensation payments, no liability and property payments over $5,000 in the last quarter. And then the second document there is the Madison County open liability claims. We have 30 pending professional liability claims. Six of them were closed in the last quarter. We have 7 pending general liability claims. We closed 2 of those in the last quarter. And we have 5 pending auto claims with 4 closed in the last quarter. Our total reserves for the open claims is $852,702.21. Any questions?
Any questions? Not. We'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Kelly.
Do second.
Second by Gene. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Gary? And Gene. Does that help?
That's all I have.
Okay. New business. No new business? Not. We'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn. We have multiple.
Is that a second, Larry?
We have multiple things to sign here. I mean, on in this one group, or is it just?
No, it should just be page 3. It should be the signature page.
Okay, all in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.